Okay, that's the discussion of plane coordinates for this lesson. And as I say, there is much more to know concerning them. I've tried to give a taste of some of the elements of plane coordinates. This, of course, is not a course primarily on plane coordinates. The reason that I have delved into it is because of the normal usage of them in GIS work and GPS as well. There's much more information in the basic GIS coordinates book, and I welcome you reading more about it. Anything, questions that arise, please don't hesitate to ask. Now, moving on to heights. As you know, in a normal course of things, a coordinate, x, y, or northing, easting, or latitude and longitude, is not fully a definition of a position. Now, we've discussed also Earth-centered, Earth-fixed, XYZ coordinates, but normal course of things, a horizontal coordinate is given, and a height, or also known as an elevation. This third element, known also as elevation, was originally, in most cases, determined by spirit leveling, or in some cases, what's known as trigonometric leveling, turning vertical angles optically. But whatever method was used in the past, it was based on optical instruments oriented to gravity, therefore oriented to the geoid, and the elevations or the heights that were derived were orthometric, based upon gravity. So, we have a long legacy of benchmarks and recorded heights and archives that are based upon this sort of methodology of determining heights. And so this is what we normally think of when we talk about elevations. We think of orthometric or heights based upon gravity.